این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. The topic of this part is a strive to strengthen spirituality and repress carnality. If we want justice, we want it for ourselves. We should not deceive ourselves. Whatever we want is for our own selves. We want justice, not for its justice. If this justice is meted out to us and is opposed to us, we become the enemy of that justice. If some injustice is in our favor, we become the friends of that injustice. All of these are rooted in the person himself. If this root is eradicated or at least weakened, the matters shall be solved.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, about intentions for Allah, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your status in the eyes of people and will exalt you in both the worlds. But the only thing that you have to do is to sincerely cultivate the love of God in your heart, unattained and unspoiled with struggle and effort. You know, this sentence of Imam Rahmatullah alayh concerns about the intentions which are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way he responds to such people who work only for his sake. You know, the element that gives importance to a person's action is his intention, motive or objective. So, in the verse of the Holy Book of Quran, the phrase in the way of Allah or fi sabilillah is often used, it is used 70 times in the Holy Book of Quran, and thus a warning for people to ensure that their actions and intentions be in the way of God and not for the sake of other than God or their own carnal desires. Anyone who strives in the way of God will also be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala toward his path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, as for those who strive in us, we shall surely guide them in our ways. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 69. This verse shows the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who try in his path. Recognizing the blessings of God and paying attention to them, draw man towards God and make his heart the sanctuary of his love. For this reason, in Islamic supplications and litanies of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, these favors have been repeatedly mentioned and recollected. For example, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi as-salam, embarks on mentioning the blessings of God in Dua al-Arafah, so that the love of God remains alive in his heart and all his work is purely for his sake and pleasure.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
Those worshippers who worship is motivated by love and affection and who believe that God is worthy of being worshipped are few and far between. On the day of resurrection, human beings will be raised up according to their intentions. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, verily, the people will be resurrected on the basis of their intention. This is in line with what our great leader Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alaihi advised us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us with the quality of intending to please nothing but him, inshallah.
Every night and every day,